we asked Quinn about how you played tonight, and he said you played well, you were aggressive, and especially in the fourth quarter. How did you think you played?
It was a bit up and down, a bit quiet in the first half, but so I'm just trying to find myself, and I found it in the fourth.
You had, it seemed like at the end of the game you had kind of like an ISO situation there. What were you trying to do? Were you, trying to get something going when you're using the whole possession like that?
Owen Austin Rivers got me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, we're just trying to slow it down and, get a screen, and, he started to, D up a bit, and, so I was, it was just like attack and re-attack, and, I finally got something at the end.
You played the most minutes out of the team today. How do you feel after the game tonight?
Yeah, I feel good. I think it's important for me, to get minutes. Obviously, I haven't played in a while, but leading into the season, if I can get a lot of minutes under my belt, so I'm ready once that the ball goes up in game one.
Does it feel like it's starting to click for you? It's better and better.
Yeah, it has been for a while, and the knee's feeling fine. So, just about getting comfortable playing those type of minutes.
Is conditioning becoming a really big thing for you at this point? Making sure your body's ready for the full grind of the NBA season.
Yeah, I think so. I do a lot of the stuff in the training room that I didn't do in my first year. You learn a lot from being injured. That's one thing I'm taking this season to make sure my body's ready for the season.
From a skill standpoint, coming off a year where you didn't get to play a whole lot, is it interesting to kind of feel those skills developing as you're on the court against other NBA players?
Yeah, it's it's totally different when you're going 1-0, working on skills, and once you throw defense into it, it changes the thing, and then throwing it into a game situation is a whole different thing. So it's just about finding that, and I've done all the skill work to get to this point now.
Quinn said that he was going to push you, and that you probably wouldn't like him very much. I mean, are you starting to feel that, him pushing you, and how have you responded to that?
Yeah, he took me off for something I didn't do in the third. So, it's a love-hate relationship where he's, continued to come at me, when I need it, when I'm not denying the wing or, getting over on split nine. So, it's good.
What's your attitude when something like that happens? Are you trying to make it up? Are you mad about being taken out? Like, where are you?
Oh, yeah, of course I'm mad about being taken out. I realize why he's doing it, and that's, what I've got to, kind of get in the mindset, okay, how do I not get taken out? And, that's the big thing for me, and I thought I came back in and, tried my best to, not do that.
You've been playing a lot at the two throughout the preseason, a lot of guards on the roster. Is that something that you feel is a versatile skill of yours, even as they get past the preseason?
Yeah, I think it's, it's something new for me, definitely, but, with the, we don't have Rodney, Gordon, and Alec playing at the moment, so, me being a bigger point guard, it kind of pushes me naturally to the two. So, it's just an adjustment I'm going to have to make and, keep working it as time flies.
You had 6 assists in this game. Do you find just as much enjoyment watching guys finish off of your pick-and-roll possessions as you do when you finish?
Yeah, I love it when I, throw the ball up and, I got Joel, dunking it and, getting involved. I know how it felt when I got my getting buckets in my first year. So, to get him involved is, it's a good thing.
You got an alley-oop from Boris, too.
Yeah, it was a terrible pass, but I got up there.